The day began on a soggy note. Most of the outdoor activities that had been planned in Lafayette Park were rained out. Anti-frackers gathered under the canopy at the Washington Avenue entrance to the Capitol, where Occupy Albany's Joanne Kathleen Farrell told onlookers fracking supporters are misinformed.
They have been lied to for so many years. They're told that if we invest all this money in creating jobs in hydraulic fracturing of rock, then we'll lose OPEC. We'll lessen the need for oil in America. And that's completely not true.
Farrell fears fracking will wreck agriculture, destroy the housing market, and collapse the economy. New York Times bestselling author Bonnie Jones Reynolds fears most people can't imagine what life would be like if hydrofracking were permitted.
They cannot conceive of the devastation.
Dutchess County legislator Joel Tyner says the facts on fracking speak volumes.
Last May, 12 months ago, Duke University came out with a study that was peer-reviewed through the National Academy of Sciences, proving that if your drinking water well is within 1 mile of where fracking is taking place, there's an 1,800% greater chance that there's going to be methane in your well.
One outdoor activity went on despite the rain. Again, Joanne Kathleen Farrell.
We marched down to the Corning Preserve, and we took a water sample, and from the river, and then we marched back. We had stopped at a few locations on the way back where we had a speak out. We had a banner drop over the highway, and then we came back and we congregated in the front of the Capitol, and we're up here in the war room now, ready for a die-in.
The die-in was held to demonstrate that fracking kills people and destroys clean water. Abram Loeb founded Frack Free New York and Frack Free Nation. He says we need to move beyond what he calls dirty energy.
I was told by, I won't give the exact location, but by a local UAW president who works for GM, that the hydrogen fuel cell is ready to go. But the only thing standing in the way is the money needed to invest in infrastructure.
Colia Lafayette Clark is the Green Party United States Senate candidate for 2012. She says, although the New York City watershed would be protected against fracking, she believes the process is too dangerous to allow anywhere.
We do not need to destroy ourselves. We do not need to break the shale. We do not need to do that. Mother Earth does not like it, and she will fight back with every resource she has, and we will be no more.
Dr. Sandra Steingraber, author, biologist, cancer survivor, distinguished scholar in residence at Ithaca College, worries what will happen to gas drilling wells over time.
You know, we can ask for triple casings, quadruple casings, and so forth, but if it turns out that all cement shrinks and disintegrates sooner or later, are we not creating portals of contamination from deep down in the earth up to the surface, so that even if they're safe for 5 years, they may not be 15, 20, 30, 40, 100 years from now.
Ithaca, New York sits right on top of the Marcellus Shale. Ithaca College student Kayla Bamberger shows up at nearly every anti-fracking event. Tuesday, she came dressed as the fracking fairy.
So I like to try to incorporate some sort of visceral demonstration in with the anti-fracking movement. A lot of times it attracts attention that otherwise wouldn't be attracted to, you know, people just holding signs versus people dressed up or carrying out a certain act.
In mid-afternoon, the groups made their way up to the second floor of the Capitol for a rally, somewhat dwarfed by a bigger, louder rally on the $1 million staircase around 4:30, attended by actor-activist Mark Ruffalo and Senator Tony Avella from Queens, who used the occasion to tout Senate Bill 4220A that would ban hydrofracking.
The very fact that we would consider contaminating our water supply, because the oil and natural gas companies want to make a few bucks, and for this promise of some temporary jobs, is an absolute disgrace on state government.
The day of activism was topped off by a sold-out concert at the Egg featuring Mark Ruffalo and Melissa Leo. Acting as hosts, several musicians performed, including Joan Osborne and Natalie Merchant. Now everyone awaits the forthcoming decision from the Department of Environmental Conservation as to whether, when, and where hydrofracking might be permitted in the Empire State. In Albany, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.